So I'm guessing at that point you had a conversation with her about the findings and what your thoughts were about it.
Yes, we did. We went over her story again. She now, of course, has a T1B rather than T1C lesion, a T1B lesion pathologically that's N0, and of course, we have every reason to believe she's M0. I explained to her that she falls into a generally good risk category. However, the final pathology did show that the tumor again was grade 2, and although ER was 100%, PR was somewhat less at 50%. This means that there could be some variability in the actual biological behavior. We know from a very good study that was done by Soon Paik, the pathology director at the NSABP, looking at patients from the original NSABP B14 study, that taking slides from all of the patients in whom blocks were available who were treated with tamoxifen alone and sending those to three different breast specialty pathologists led to a concordance among the three for grade that was somewhat at the 50% level. In fact, it was a little less than 50%, suggesting that there is variability, and any two of three pathologists have some tendency to blur the lines between the grade ones and twos, and similarly between the grade twos and threes. In this particular case, she was a grade two, and we thought it might be useful to understand a little more what the likelihood was of distant recurrence, and we chose to offer her participation in the TAILOR-X or PACT trial, which would provide her with an opportunity to learn this information through the Oncotype DX recurrence score assay and participate in a trial that would help us better identify which population of patients benefit most from either chemotherapy with hormonal therapy or hormonal therapy alone in the intermediate risk group.